During both world wars, as more food was being rationed for the war effort, the federal government encouraged people to grow their own food and provided lots of resources on just how to do so. Victory gardens, as they were known, popped up in whatever spaces people could find, on rooftops and balconies, empty lots, backyards. There was an emphasis on self-sufficiency, community, and contributing to collective victory, hence the name Victory Gardens. Today, the coronavirus has affected food distribution networks across the country and changed the way many of us get our food. And with business closures and stay-at-home orders, many people are finding themselves with more time at home. Those are among the reasons some people have once again turned to growing their own fruits and vegetables. Tracy Barkley is with us now. She's the director of Sola Gratia Farms in Urbana. Sola Gratia has also partnered with the Cunningham Township for their new community garden program, Solidarity Gardens. Tracy, welcome back to the 21st.
Thanks so much. Good morning.
Good morning. And also with me is Heather Edwards, Associate Director of DeKalb County Community Gardens. Heather, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And if you've started maybe a garden of your own for the first time this year, or if you even have a gardening question for an expert, you can always join our conversation by giving us a call, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Tracy, I want to begin with you. How did the pandemic and resulting stay-at-home order change things for Sola Gratia Farms? Has this spring and summer looked different for your organization?
Boy, it sure has. Every spring brings its challenges, but I think what we saw right away is that folks were really concerned about where their food was going to be coming from and had discomfort, of course, going to the grocery store and generally out into the public. So we operate a CSA program, which is a vegetable subscription service. We normally sell out in April, maybe May, and we were sold out by, boy, the end of March, early April, as more people were really trying to think ahead and secure their vegetables for the season. We also, we needed to keep growing. Our season starts really in the wintertime when we start making plans, ordering seeds, prepping the beds. And so we've been at work this entire time, but we've had to suspend our volunteer program, and our staff has had to work under some difficult conditions considering distancing and wearing masks.
Yeah. So Heather Edwards from DeKalb County Community Gardens is with us as well. Heather, have you noticed more people using the gardens this year?
Yes, we definitely have had more people using the gardens. A couple of our locations, I know that all of the gardens are rented out. So there's definitely been an increase. Just like Tracy was saying, a lot of people are kind of concerned with the food chain and wanting to, make sure that they have something to eat.
And how does that work? Can anyone get a plot through the community gardens in DeKalb County?
Yes, correct. They can contact us, and then we send them a form that they can fill out. And then we have a location in Sycamore, in DeKalb, and also in Genoa.
And have you had to make any adjustments on account of the increased demand?
Well, we haven't, other than, a lot of the spots that, we have no more plots to rent. Unfortunately, we are having to tell some people, that there's no availability. We still have some availability, though, in our Genoa location.
Tracy, I wonder if you think that some of the consequences of the pandemic, namely, there was a period where people were seeing empty store shelves. We were hearing about outbreaks in meat processing plants, other disruptions to food distribution. I wonder if you think that led people to think more about where their food is coming from.
Absolutely. I think it has really shown us how important supporting local agriculture program is, and knowing your farmer and working with smaller operations that can be a little bit more nimble in times like this. I think this is really shown us where some of our weaknesses are and how, when you have more links in the chain, that's just that many more possible disruptions. So I think we've seen a lot more people interested in markets and online ordering and supporting local farms, getting in touch with their bread bakers. So in some ways it's a revival of local agriculture. And also I think there are a lot of people that are kind of dusting off their tools and remembering, hey, I can grow fruit for myself as well.
Yeah. And speaking of that dusting off tools, Heather, a few minutes ago, I mentioned the idea of Victory Gardens, right, during both World Wars. And by 1944, an estimated 20 million Victory Gardens were producing more than 40% of all fresh fruits and vegetables consumed in America at the time. Heather, do you think that that spirit of self-sufficiency and community is experiencing a resurgence today? Or is this, you know, just more a factor of people with time on their hands and, you know, looking for a hobby during the stay-at-home orders?
Oh, definitely. I think there's, you know, been a huge increase. Definitely this spring, we do retail sales with vegetable plants, and we save our extra plants in case we need them. And I mean, this year we were back there planting up all of those items because people kept coming in. And, you know, last year the sales weren't quite as good, I think, because of all the heavy rain. But this year it was like we just couldn't keep up with the demand.
If you're just tuning in, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We've been speaking with Heather Edwards, Associate Director of the DeKalb County Community Gardens, and Tracy Barkley. She's Director of Sola Gratia Farms and CSA in Urbana. We've been hearing more about some of the programs for people looking to grow their own food during the pandemic. As always, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a question for our gardening experts, give us a call, 800-222-9455. Maybe you've started your own garden. Tweet us a photo of it at 21STShow. That's 21st Show. Tracy, Sola Gratia has partnered with Cunningham Township for their new Solidarity Gardens programs. How does that work, and what made you want to get involved with that?
So I couldn't be more excited about what's going on in our community right now. I think part of it was just really paying attention to what was already happening. I think as soon as we had some of the early spring temperatures, we started seeing people, you know, put seeds in the ground and plants in the ground and dig up some turf. And the natural response was for people to, you know, and there's availability of time, but also I think, you know, people were starting to already realize, you know, I should be growing a little more food for myself. The other part is that we have a high food insecurity rate in our community, unfortunately. We have 1 in 6 people who don't know where the next meal is coming from. And of course, that's gotten worse with the pandemic. So a number of groups that already work together in community gardening and social services efforts started talking about, you know, how can we support folks and the instincts to help our neighbors and get more food production in our community. Cunningham Township and our Cunningham supervisor, Daniel Chinoweth, really took the lead in bringing together our farm, Urbana Free Library, who was on the verge of already starting a seed library this spring. Urbana Parks District, Channing Murray Foundation, you know, a number of partners who are already serving our community to pull together this really community-wide initiative to help people grow food for themselves, their neighbors, and their communities. And we have been working really hard over the last couple of weeks to put together a really robust website where people can come and bring something to the table or take something away. It's kind of an advanced matchmaking service for people that have tools or have expertise or already growing and would like to be donating more food in the community. And then also those that are just gardening for the first time or would like to be container gardening. We're offering seeds and tools and plants and expertise to get more people growing food, both for themselves and also for our neighbors in our community.
And Heather, I understand that food insecurity is something that DeKalb County Community Gardens has been working on as well.
That is correct. Yes. We have our Growmobile that goes throughout DeKalb County, and we have seen a huge increase with that since COVID-19 hit. We've doubled and tripled in some cases people attending the Growmobile. So we have a lot more need in the community, as Tracy was saying, and you know, we're hoping that some of these people that are having these gardens will donate some of their fresh produce to our organization once it starts coming in.
And I understand we have a caller on the line. Sarah, welcome to the 21st. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for having me. So I'm from University of Illinois Extension and have been doing a little research on Victory Gardens and was hoping to supplement what your other guests have already knowledgeably added, but just with the social distancing efforts that that keep us from leaving our home, except for essential items. We have that. We have still very widespread food insecurity everywhere. A lot of households are, you know, maybe single or no income due to unemployment or underemployment. And in addition to that, sometimes we see fresh foods, nutritious foods, can often be more costly than less healthy or processed options. So this is clearly a great time to start a garden, even on a small scale. You know, sometimes for we who do garden already, it's heartbreaking to see on one end of the news report millions of ears of corn going to waste, and on the other end of the news report, we see people lining up for food. Mm-hmm. And so this should really tell us something about our supply chain and what we can do to improve that with growing and buying locally.
Sure.
And as you mentioned, 40% of produce was grown in backyards, mm-hmm. you know, just 75 years ago. And
yep.
so we've seen a few generations, gardening has kind of skipped a few generations, and
right.
people have become kind of reliant upon buying food. And we don't realize sometimes where it comes from or that you can grow it yourself. So let this be our opportunity to teach
yep.
and help each other.
All right. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for the call. Tracy, just in about one or two sentences, what is your final pitch for supporting community agriculture?
Boy, I would say attend your markets, your farmers markets. There's a lot of good produce there, bread, eggs, meat. There's a lot there.
Okay.
There's still a number of farms that have CSAs, and I would get on solidarygardencu.org and find out how you can get involved with
All right.
this initiative.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Tracy Barkley is director of Sola Gratia Farm and CSA in Urbana. We also have been speaking with Heather Edwards, associate director of the DeKalb County Community Gardens. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.